So here I am, sitting outside on a park bench in the middle of a pine forest on the 26th of January 2015 under a beautiful blue sky with the white snow-topped mountains of the Sierra Nevada in the distance. And I have with me the other half of Craving Distraction, Cherry Jeffs, to answer a couple of questions about how the event went yesterday. The Indie Content Creators event consisted of two parts. First, at midday, we held a Google Hangout, a live podcast featuring half a dozen or so individual content creators contributing to a discussion on the different whys and wherefores of independent content creation. That was followed by an afternoon event beginning at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Central European time, with question and answers coming from approximately 50-odd people contributing to the Facebook event page. So starting off with the Google Hangout at midday, how do you think it went?
Yeah, I think it went really well. Obviously, it was a few inevitable technical hitches, but I thought that using the Google Hangout facility was really interesting, really, on the whole, very easy to use, very intuitive, and really great way of creating content for anyone that's got a Google account, because it's just available for free to anyone.
In what way do you think the Google Hangout could be improved for next time?
Well, people said it was a bit long, and we did go on, and it's sort of, you can't resist, can you? Because you get excited about what you're talking about, and you keep going. But so people suggested that there was probably about 5 podcasts we could have done out of that topic, so that might be something to think of next time, breaking it down into smaller chunks.
In the afternoon, we staged a live question and answer session on our Facebook page, Craving Distraction, whereby we invited people to drop by and ask the panel of experts, all half a dozen of us were waiting there for the questions to come in, and to do our best to not only answer the questions, but to give away examples of the sorts of works that we all produce. How did you feel that afternoon session went, Cherry?
I think from the point of view of attendance and participation, really good. There was a real buzz, lots of people asking questions, loads of discussions going on at once. And we had special guests as well, that featured guests that came in and answered questions about editing and things like that. So publishing, traditional publishing versus digital, that kind of thing. But contrary to the Google Hangout, I think that the Facebook interface was really unwieldy to manage, and it was very difficult to find out where the latest conversation was going on, and it was difficult to call up people's names, and I didn't enjoy that interface at all.
So given the relative success of participation but the technical problems concerning using a Facebook page, what plans has Craving Distraction for the future, given the success of yesterday's event?
Well, we'd definitely like to do some more. We're thinking about starting a Google group for indie content creators. So when we've got that up and running, we'll post a link. I think we'd like to do a regular Google Hangout type podcast, maybe involving some of the same people, also in inviting some new guests. Definitely some people that attended the event in the afternoon yesterday have got some interesting contributions. So maybe doing that quarterly or every couple of months, something like that.
Well, if anyone's interested in listening to the Hangout that we ran yesterday morning, there is a link to a MP3 file to download on the Craving Distraction page on Facebook. You can go along, listen to it there, or download it. Similarly, there's a link to the YouTube video of the whole 1.5 hours plus of us talking about the indie content creation world, a link there too. So do come by the Facebook page and see what news is going up there. And when we get the Google group set up, we'll send a link out to everyone who's liked the page, so you'll get that information straight away. So if you want to find out more, follow us on our Facebook page, Craving Distraction. And if you haven't got a Facebook account, then you can follow us on these short audio casts, small podcasts coming out of audioboom.com. You can follow us there on Craving Distraction. And if you haven't got a Facebook account, and who can blame you, you might have a Twitter account, so you can follow us there on Crave Distract.